welcome to the Mum Style Business Podcast. I'm your host, Annalise Warne, a marketing agency CEO, business strategist, digital marketing mentor, wife, and mama of four little ones. Now here, we combine ambition and motherhood and well-being, and we help you leverage the skills you already have to build a flexible business that gets you both the income and the freedom that you started it to achieve. Stay tuned for conversations with inspirational and successful women in business, as well as practical marketing strategies and tips that you can action right away. So let's get into it. Hello, welcome. Welcome back to the show. I am truly honored that you are listening to this today, because I know there are so many things that you could be listening to, so many things you could be doing with your time. And I want to honor you that you are choosing to listen to this podcast on focus, which means that you've realized that this is something that you could be doing better. And I guarantee you that we can all do this better, because we live in such a chronically distracted society, right? And if you work online, I bet that's even more so. And if you're listening to this podcast, then you likely do work online. And when we are in that space, we have email, we have notifications, we have DMs, we've got socials, like all of these things coming at us from all directions, because we are hyper-connected, right? We're hyper-connected, and we think about connection as being a positive thing. And it is, but too much of anything is not a good thing. And in our case, if we're trying to be focused, that hyper-connectivity is not good, right? We need the rhythm. We need rhythm. We need cycles, the inhale and the exhale, the connection and the solitude, the thinking and the implementation time, the mindset and the strategy. And most importantly, we need to be where we are. We need to be where we are. We need to be focused. And the reason that we need to be focused is that focus acts as a lever, a business lever that can make us more money, right? Make us more profit. When we are focused, our profit will be higher. So let's just dive straight in. The first thing I want to talk about is something that may make you tune out, may frustrate you, may make you sigh. It's niching. Now stick with me here. Stick with me. Yes, this niching conversation is old, but yes, it's likely one that we actually do need to have again. And if I was American, I would say the riches are in the niches, because they are. They are. When we niche down, we make a bigger splash, right? If you have the ocean and you throw a rock in, comparatively, it's going to be really hard for anyone to notice the rock being thrown into the ocean, right? If you have a swimming pool and you throw a rock in, then it's a lot more noticeable. There's going to be ripples. There's, you know, you're going to see it. You're going to feel it. What that allows us to do is stand out. It means that people are more likely going to come to us. Why? Because if they are a specific type of person with a specific problem, and you are very open in sharing that you are a specific person that helps that specific type of person with that specific problem, then it is a no-brainer. It makes sense. In our trade-based marketing agency, tradies come to us because they're sick of marketing agencies that are generalists and they want the specialist, right? It is true. there is less competition and we can be laser focused in on the offer, laser focused in on the actual problems that they are experiencing. I don't want to go into this too much because I know that you know this, but I recently had a client come to me that I had worked with on a strategy who was very clear on her niche, and we got even clearer, like a niche within a niche. Now, a year later, she sent me an email saying that she's now doing a speaking gig in front of thousands of people. And guess what? Because she's so niche, they are all her ideal customer, right? The business that she has been able to build because she chose to niche in this way has like far exceeded what she would have been able to do being more general. There is power in going narrow and deep. The wider we are, the more we blend in, which is not a good thing. In business, we want to stand out. We want to stand out. And we can do that by niching. So if you can get more specific in who you serve and speak to that exact person, and I don't mean you have to have one exact person, but you can have a couple, right? And it's not about the person as in being 27 years old and female and, you know, having two kids. No. It's about the niche of the problem or the niche of the software that they use or the, you know, the product that they buy or where they go or, you know, there is a very clear specificity around what you do, like total, really skinny bumper lanes. With that focus, your language is sharper and you will create a better impact and you will be able to grow your business quicker by pinpointing the problem, being able to solve that problem really quickly because you know exactly what you do, right? It's not like you're trying to mold something into something else. You know exactly what they're dealing with. You know exactly how to deal with it. Therefore, you get great results. Therefore, you get great testimonials. And the flywheel keeps spinning. And that is the power of niching. It's the clarity of the language by just declaring who you work with so people can opt in or opt out. You cannot serve every single person on this planet. You just cannot, actually. So be really clear around who it is you want to work with, and declare that. And don't come from the scarcity mindset of, oh, but then I could help those people. Yes, you could. In our marketing agency, we could help lots of other businesses, but we don't. We only work with trades. Therefore, we have people that come to us and they are already sold when they get on the phone to us. There's no selling needed because of the clarity of the niche. All right. If you're already niched and all of that, that's amazing. If you just want to move on, amazing. We are. Number two is having systems. Now, I know I bang on about the word systems a lot, and that kind of can be a little bit unclear when we're talking about focus. But let me explain. Systems create predictability. So by having systems in place, we create that predictability. We have that routine in place that says, you know, when A plus B equals C, right? So if this, then that. We have the systems in place, the standard operating procedures, the rhythms of our business. And it means that we know what to do when. We know what to do and we know when to do it. And the seven systems that we use inside our programs are marketing, sales, service delivery, people, finance and legal, right? So within each one of those, they're the five and we have seven. The other two are well-being and impact. Now, those things are crucial to you being able to focus. The systems that I'm talking about here are the systems within the business, within the first five. So when we are focused in, when we are where we are, right? We are where our feet are, and we have a system around marketing, then if that marketing system says that I need to speak with five potential collaboration partners every single day, well, that is a system that I'm implementing. So that's going to be on my calendar. I'm going to have a standing operating procedure around that. I'm going to have a checklist around that. I'm going to have a system around that. If that is a goal, if collaboration is a goal in my business, then I'm going to have a system around that. And that means that when that pops up on your calendar, you're focused on that collaboration strategy. And therefore, you're not just scrolling on Instagram. You're not just, you know, throwing spaghetti at the wall to see what sticks. No, you have a repeatable process and system around that, which means you're focused, which is what creates results. Because then you or whoever it is that are doing that task gets that task done because they are clear around what is required. They are clear around what is in their wheelhouse. They can stick to their lane. And it's the same as you. You're going to then stick in your lane. So it's not about on Monday morning coming in, seeing your inbox full with 57 emails that have come in over the weekend and being pulled in 57 different directions in because everyone else has their set desires for your day, for your time, you know, and that's all that is. Emails that come in are requests for your time, attention, energy, and they are pulling you away from your systems, your priorities, whatever that is there, that is your goal, and into that reality of, you know, dealing with all of those things that have come up. So the system makes sure that you're not just opening your computer going, okay, I'm in my inbox and now I'm in my DMs and now I'm over here and now I'm Googling this thing. And no, we have systems in place so that for me, for example, Monday morning is strategy. I do not open my inbox Monday morning at all, not at all. People have my phone number. If there is an emergency, then they will call. And I will check my text messages, but that's it. Because if I get an email in, it can wait till Monday afternoon. It just can. There's not many things in business that are actually emergencies, which means that my Monday morning, I am laser focused in on my strategy and my content and whatever else I have put there. So that is the power of focus, is by knowing what you are going to do and when you're going to do it. And you can do that because you have systems built in where you know everything's going to get done. It's not about ignoring email. It's about being where you are and being focused and therefore being effective in whatever it is that you do. Not me trying to write an email, trying to write a podcast or content or whatever it is, look at data and analyze and pivot. And then being like, oh, but this person needs this. Oh, hang on, this person needs this. Oh, yeah, I can do that podcast interview. No, focus. All right. And the third thing is the compounding effect of focus. Because there is magic in consistency. There is magic in consistency. Because when we do the right things, the right time, repeatedly, we see results. Right? When we do the right things at the right time, repeatedly, we see results. We see this in everything. This is just a truth. If we continue to save money, the money is going to grow. If we've invested it, it's going to have that compounding interest. If we continue to eat well and hydrate and sleep, we are going to have great energy. If we go to the gym consistently, we are going to build muscle or, you know, get fitter in whatever capacity it is that you're going to the gym and working on that in. It's the consistency. It's the compounding effect. So it's not just great Monday morning, I didn't read my emails, I got my work done. Well, it's the compounding effect of that. Okay, great. Now I have content out consistently. Now I'm repurposing consistently. There's this ripple effect. It's these wave upon wave upon wave of, you know, that over time, me doing that once doesn't really get me anywhere. Me doing that week after week after week after week means that all of that then can be leveraged. It's the compound effect that actually sees the difference. It's practice. It's running the reps. It's getting better at what we're doing. It's not about doing more. It's not about doing more. It's compounding. It's not 1 + 1 = 2 anymore. It's 1 + 1 =, you know, infinity, depending on how you can leverage that. It's not doing something new. It's doing the same thing over and over and over. If you did a different activity at the gym every single day, you wouldn't see progress in everything. If there one day you went and did sit-ups and the next you did bicep curls and the next you did squats and the next, you know, on and on and on, you're not going to see the progress. It's the same what with people not showing up on Instagram all the time. Or it's the same with, you know, creating one product or offer over and a new one over and over and over again because they think the first one didn't work. No, it's the compounding. It's the focus on refining and optimizing the thing, the one thing. It doesn't mean you can't tweak, right? That's not what we're talking about. Yes, you're going to tweak, but there's a difference between tweaking and throwing the whole thing in the bin and starting again. Saying, oh, well, this collaboration strategy doesn't work anymore. It doesn't work. I've done it for a week. And, of course it doesn't, because you're trying to get in front of people and change what they are doing in their day by reaching out to people. And they've got their things to do. So they're likely not going to take notice of you the first time. It's about, in that case, building relationship, real relationship. That's going to take time. It's the compounding effect. They're showing up again and again and again and again and building that trust with, you know, yourself, with your audience, with your clients, with your collaboration partners, with your referral partners, whatever the case. And all of this can't happen when we are distracted. When we don't have a set plan, or we do have a set plan and we ignore it, right? It's these rhythms in business, these routines, these structures, these systems that allow us the freedom to just be where we are because we know everything's going to get done because we have put things in place. And it doesn't mean, again, that those things can't change. Right? We are not robots. We are humans. We are women. We have families. We've got other priorities. Sometimes the crap hits the fan and things got to change. That's fine. If everything's on your calendar, you can move your time blocks around and actually make space for what you need to make space for, knowing again that everything can still get done. And that way you are choosing what priorities stick and what don't. So if you want to learn more about focus, if you want to implement the 7 systems that I talk about, if you want help in doing that, we have a 7 systems guide that you can get on our website. It's for annaliseborn.com/7systems, the number 7 systems. But also we run a business boot camp. We run a business bootcamp every couple of months, and we have one coming up starting on the 27th of March, 2023. Depending when you're listening to this, we probably have another one coming up soon. You can sign up for that at annaliesewarn.com/bootcamp. What that is 7 days where you are focused on your business. This is where we get serious. So only sign up for this if you are ready to actually take the reins on your business. This is 7 systems in 7 days. We are going to walk together and we are going to implement one by one each one of these systems. Now, no, you're not going to have all of them implemented in 7 days, but you will have defined what that is going to look like for you, and you will have started to take action on making that happen. That is what this is about. This is about intentionality and focus and knowing the value of your time, knowing that you can't afford to be distracted. If you want to make a dent, if you want to really live life and be where your feet are, and when you're playing, be playing, not worried about business, and when you're in business, being really effective and leveraged, then it's likely that you need a better plan. If you're feeling a bit all over the place, you definitely need a better plan. And I have been there. I have been there. That is why I created this bootcamp, is because I know what it is like to have a business that is like the crazy runaway roller coaster, right? And that's no fun. It's actually no fun if your business is running you rather than the other way around. Your business can be a vehicle to freedom, and we can make it that way. So if that is resonating with you, sign up, commit to spending an hour a day with me for 7 days. The link is annaliesewarn.com/bootcamp. It is entirely free for now. We will be putting a price on it later in the year. For now, it is entirely free. So take this time, dedicate 1 hour a day to work on your business, because by transforming your business, it will transform your life. It will completely transform your life by really coming back and getting really clear on what I wanted, and then using these systems to define what my business looks like, totally has changed the way that I live life. And I know that it can do that for you. So annaliesewarn.com/bootcamp. Come along. Can't wait to see you there. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Mum Style Business Podcast. 2 things you should know. First, come and join the party. I'm live with free marketing training inside the Social Marketing Method Facebook group every single week. This is where you can ask questions and get the answers that you need to simplify your strategy and amplify your income. Go to annaliesewarn.com/group and join and network there with incredible women, an incredible community of like-minded business owners. Now, second, if you have got any value from this episode, please, please, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts and share it out on your socials. Your support helps us to reach more women in business and inspire them to increase our impact in the world. So thank you, thank you, thank you, and I will see you next week.